I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Lawmakers could give final approval very soon to legislation establishing charter schools in the state of Alabama. The Alabama House of Representatives will debate a bill that would allow those charter schools in the state this afternoon. That's expected to spark a filibuster from Democrats and other opposed lawmakers. Charter schools are public schools that have freedom from curriculum and regulation requirements placed on other public schools. Alabama is currently one of only 8 states without charter school legislation in place. The bill passed the Senate last week in a largely party-line vote. Governor Robert Bentley, a Republican and a supporter of charter schools, does oppose one provision of the bill that would allow schools to contract certain operations out to for-profit companies. The new measure would allow for 10 new charter schools to be founded each year and an unlimited number of current schools to be converted to charter status at the local school board's discretion. A revised plan to address prison overcrowding has cleared a hurdle in the Alabama Senate. APR's Pat Duggins reports on what will happen now.
State Senator Cam Ward of Alabaster hopes to have his prison reform bill before the full Senate by the end of the month. The plan is supposed to help relieve Alabama's overcrowded prisons, which are holding almost twice as many prisoners as they're designed for. The bill cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee after some tweaking to address concerns by law enforcement. Local sheriffs were worried that their departments might have to shoulder extra costs associated with the plan. The bill is the result of a list of recommendations by a prison reform task force, including supervision to reduce repeat offenders. The $25 million a year reform package will still leave Alabama's prisons at 65% over capacity. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
Kids in Alabama will join thousands of others across the country as part of Kick Butts Day. The day is encouraging themselves and others to stay tobacco-free. Nico Phillips is the Tobacco Prevention and Health Coordinator with Alabama Public Health. She's partnering with the Theo Ratliff Activity Center in Demopolis and the West Alabama Mental Health. She says students will participate in the hashtag Not a Replacement run.
The tobacco industry targets our youth as replacement users. So the activity is about the youth standing up against the tobacco industry and saying that they're not falling for their gimmicks, the flavored cigarette, the advertisements, and they will not be replacement users.
Students will bear "I am not a replacement" signs on their shirts as runner's bibs. The race will take place at the Ratliff Center in Demopolis at 4 p.m. this afternoon. And riding a bike in Alabama may be a bit easier soon. The Alabama Senate approved a bill yesterday requiring motorists to leave at least 5 feet of space when passing a bicycle. That bill now heads to the Alabama House. Now your forecast.
Mainly cloudy on this Wednesday. Temperatures topping out near 70. Look for the chance for showers to arrive late in the day, especially tonight and early on Thursday. Overnight lows in the upper 50s to near 60. As for Thursday, showers gradually decrease. High again near 70. As for Friday, occasional showers are possible. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.